Hello, welcome to episode 26 of 2-Piece Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show. It's going to be a good one, by the way. Actually, I'm quite excited.
Are you?
I am. Yeah, it's going to be a cool show. But first, trivia for you. Our winner from last week, who was the quickest to correctly answer what this song is DJ Dysentery, who said...
This week's contest music is from Tetris DS. Single player to standard to marathon. Specifically, Mario Tetris 3 on standard levels 4, 5, and 6.
Yes, it is indeed from Tetris DS on the Nintendo DS. So, you know the drill. I'll be making your picture into a floating two-piece start head and then adding you to our contest winners page, along with everybody else. Well, except for QFat, Royudo, Gabe, and Devin, because they still haven't sent me their image yet. Remember,
I know.
You can send me anything. as such...
They could just send you, like, a word, like, pit, and he'll draw a picture of pit for you, you know?
I'll just put the letters P-I-T. As such, here's our next contest. Leave us a comment or send us an email and tell us what game this chime is from. Remember, if you can correctly name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you gain an extra edge against the competition, if your correct entries are only a day apart. So let the guessing begin. Well, that takes us right to our topic of the week. And this week we got a few things to go over. First off, I would like to say that soon we are going to have an updated extras section.
How soon?
Depends on how soon you do it, Tim.
Okay, I knew that was coming. Yeah, that's forthcoming. This week for sure.
Yeah, I've already got kind of all the images done for it. So,
time you listen to this podcast, there's a 6.5% chance that it's already up.
And what can we expect to see in this extra section, Tim?
Oh boy, I'm glad you asked. For one, we're going to have all of our wallpapers, instead of that being the only thing in the extra section, that will be one page of the extra section. So, nothing new there. Unless...
way to start off with a bang there. What can we look forward to?
I'm trying to build up. You'll have exactly what you have now.
Woo!
Unless Ray puts a wallpaper together of our latest comic, then you'll have something new.
That was in the cards.
Yes, that's part of it. And then we're going to finally archive all of our logos that Ray draws. You know, Ray draws a new one each week. And there's not really anywhere to look at all those neat little logos, so we're going to archive them on a page by themselves.
Yes.
And I would like, a little side note, at some point I'd like to write some code that'll change the logo to the corresponding comic for each archived comic, you know?
Yeah, that would be really cool. I think it might be confusing to new visitors who see our site and they're like, why is their logo just a big Homestar Runner ripoff? It might not make sense right away.
Yeah, but we'll see when that comes. But I think the bigger... news will be that there will be a Brawl page because of Ray's undying love for Brawl.
And by the way, this wasn't my idea.
I was going to mention that. This was my idea, but it's only because Ray's really rubbed off on me, and I try to keep him happy, and when I mentioned it, he, you know, started salivating and all that, so.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is to just put anything on our site that's really Brawl related will be here. It'll be a nice little section with all of Ray's photo album pictures that he's taken.
Which I believe there are more than 70 pictures now.
Yeah, there's a lot. And I gotta admit, he's got some really good shots in there. And he's taken a lot of time to set up some of those shots, he's told me. And they're pretty fun to go through.
Some of it's pretty funny to set up, too, because I usually just do it by myself. So anytime you see, like, two or three characters, you know, it's like I had to, like, quickly pause and switch controllers and try to do the right move and make it line up just right. It's
just
pretty funny.
Picture Ray with, like, four GameCube controllers side by side. He's got toes on two of them and hands on the other two. And
Actually, it's kind of funny because I'll use a GameCube controller and then three Wii remotes. They're each, like, one's number one, number two, number three. But they control players 2, 3, and 4, so the lights don't match up with the player. So I'll, like, pick one up and be like, oh, crap, no, wait, this one. Like, oh, no. It's kind of a funny little game I play.
So that'll be a fun thing to check out. And I'm sure he'll continue to update it, or I guess I'll continue to update it. I'm the one who has to load the pictures up. I'm not sure what I've gotten myself into here, but... Over the weekend, he sent, like, six more, and...
I think it was, like, 10 more, actually.
10 more,
and I didn't send you one of them, I don't think. I think one of them won't make it, but,
Yeah. But, no, they're fun, and they'll be archived there. And then, like, all of the Wii friend codes for Brawl that we've put up, I'll organize those in a table so they're easy to see, and instead of being lost in some post somewhere...
Right.
They'll be kind of neat and organized. And then, maybe links to the Brawl-related comics we've done, you know, if you want to just check out those. We've probably done, what, four or five or something, right?
I'd say four, that's my guess.
Four, yeah.
And also my Brawl review will be there as well.
The review. So it'll just kind of be a hub for all things Brawl, and this should be fun.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
The other cool thing is my portfolio is up.
Yes.
So please, I got a link here in the podcast. Take a look and let me know what you think of some of my older stuff. And you'll actually find it quite interesting to see some videos of me if you haven't seen it yet. Got some funny movies. And see some of my art stuff and kind of see what I've done outside of 2PStar a little bit. And and then please, if you want me to get off my lazy butt and get a job, then be a help and spread the word to friends who might want a graphic designer. And hey, check out this guy's portfolio and send him a message. I think he's looking for a job. He might want him. So.
Well, I have seen the portfolio and it's pretty impressive. I'll admit. I mean, I had seen most of the works in the portfolio before. I think I'd watched all your videos and. I'd seen a lot of the designs that you'd done, not all of them, and I think I've heard all the music. But it was really neat just seeing, seeing it come together, and how the different sections work. I mean, it's fun even if you hate everything Ray's done. It's still fun to just click around on the website because it's all Flash based and it's pretty cool. So we'll post a link or
we'll put like a little
blog
news story
post
up.
Or something.
Yeah, thanks for the nice comments. You know, that was kind of my goal, was to make it more than just pointing to things, and more like the portfolio itself is a work of art in its way, you know, where it's like, wow, like, that's really cool. Like, this is a really cool portfolio, because I mean, yeah, it does help show my stuff in a kind of a better light, I hope. So, check it out.
It would have been funny if you hired somebody to make your portfolio website to show off your stuff.
Well, we had kind of talked about you making me a new Raybob Industry site.
I'm glad that never happened. spent a lot of time trying to put WordPress within your site, and I just was not making any progress.
Yeah, we had some big plans. We're gonna have comments, and you know, make it RSS and everything. And you know what? It's time to move on. Raybob Industries it does exist. It's version 4.0. It's the portfolio, but it's everything relating to me blogging things will either be on this site or on Facebook. So there's your two options, essentially.
But now, does this mean that we can expect more Rayisms on 2PStar?
I would say so, yeah. I would say so. And You know, because I used to do lots of video game related stories on my site, but I'd kind of water them down so that anybody could understand them, because I know like a lot of different people would read my site. And so now that, you know, I can just put them on 2-piece start, I'll just, you know, go all out. I'll get specific with things and
get nerdier with things.
Right? Oh, yeah. It'll be just geek mode. It'll just full scale. Turn it up.
Right. Oh, the only other thing that I thought I'd mention was, wow, our Alexa ranking just shot through the roof, huh?
Yahoo!
Woo-hoo.
We're loved.
Top 50,000 site now, so thanks to all our fans. Although that was due in part to their new ranking system, which more accurately captures internet traffic. But you know, I always suspected we were a little more popular than Alexa was letting on. So,
and I had no idea because I don't follow that information. So
yeah,
it was like, hey, look at how our ranking's doing now. I'm like, what was it before?
Yeah. Well, before it was like 77,000. Now it's 47,000. So that's
wow,
quite
sweet.
A
yeah.
So I was pretty impressed. I was happy. So.
So thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
I can't say it enough. I'm generally very pleased with how everything is going and people who listen to the podcast and everything. And I had some I had some friends who were like, oh, like, you know, 2-piece start. So do you guys have like a big fan base with that? And I was like, yeah, I guess we do kind of have a cool fan base. It's kind of exciting, and you know, it's kind of
well,
neat.
It's nice knowing we're not doing this for like four people that we already knew before we did the site or something, you
right?
Know? So that's cool.
Two includes us.
Yeah.
Now, see, here's the question though: if we were to be like out on the street and one of our fans walked by us, would they recognize us?
I would say not a chance.
Well, they probably wouldn't recognize you, at least, right? Because, I mean, I can't... Do we have any pictures of you on the site?
We may have from the E4All.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, that's right.
We may have had one picture.
But you kind of dressed up for that, too, right?
I wore the beanie specifically for that, and I do wear the beanie occasionally, but not as often as the comic would indicate, so...
Because I, you know, to be honest, I did have one time when someone did recognize me. And this was before 2-piece start. It was just from my Rayball Ministry site. I was at Subway, and the person who was serving me was like, hey, are you Ray? And I was like, yeah. Like,
I don't think I've heard this story.
I'm like, I am. Like, where do you know me from? He's like, oh, I have your album, Proto Agogo. Like, I've been a fan ever since. And I was like, oh, really? Like, yeah, good stuff. And I was like, oh, my gosh, thanks. I'm like, have you heard Pixel Vision yet? It was my new album at the time. And he's like, no, I haven't. And I kind of found that funny because I was like, you've been a fan ever since, but you haven't heard the following album, apparently. And he's like, no, I haven't. And I was like, yeah, you should check it out sometime. And so we kind of talked a little bit. And then I felt like a total nerd because I realized I was wearing a Pixel Vision shirt at the time. So I was like, oh my god, like I just
promoting your own stuff.
It's right? Like, yeah, well, like a walking billboard essentially. so that's kind of funny and it's like if someone I've been thinking like, oh man, if someone ever came across me now, like, you know, if they went to my portfolio and they saw some of my videos and they saw me walking down the street and like, oh my gosh, there's Ray wearing his 2-piece start shirt or something, you know, and kind of, you know, they'd probably come up and I always think what would be really funny is if someone came up and they're like, oh hey, 2-piece start shirt, like, do you read that webcomic? I'd be like, yes, I do. It's a good comic, isn't it? They do some cool stuff. Like, yeah. Like that guy Tim, he's a real jerk, don't you think?
I just don't find him funny.
It's like, actually no, I think Ray is kind of an idiot. I don't find him funny at all.
I would love to hear that story.
Oh, that'd make a great video right there. I wish.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, that would be interesting. I don't think anyone would ever recognize me. I mean, we'd have to be at like Comic-Con or some video game expo wearing our shirts, and then maybe somebody would like put two and two together.
Well, you know what would tip him off, right?
What's that?
The nubby elbows. They'd be like, oh my god, there he is.
Well, yeah, you'd have to tape some sort of, like an orange or a grapefruit or something to your elbow. And then they might get it, yeah.
Oh boy. Well, what was our, segue into comic talk. How does that work again?
With great power comes great responsibility or something.
All right, well, moving on, comic talk. This week we did our Sam and Max slash Homestar Runner comic.
Yeah. That turned out better than I thought it would. Because I kind of had the idea of, you know, mixing those two universes together. But I knew right away that my idea wasn't that funny. Like, I basically had Sam and Max come up to Homestar Runner and say, hey, you know, heard you and Strongbad were making this game, and they were going to, like, you know, try to strong-arm him into backing off or something like that. And it just wasn't very good, and any variation I came up with was, like, maybe slightly humorous, and I just was kind of like I came up with a different idea, actually, which I think we're going to do this week, but I was kind of like done with the idea. But Ray kind of came back to it. He's like, no, I think we can still do this and make it work. And I was just like, okay, you have any
ideas?
Yeah,
I just kind of, you know, you kind of mentioned the idea of, oh, Homestar Runner, Sam and Max. I'm like, okay, cool, I'm looking forward to this. And then you sent me the script, and I was like, yeah, you put the two together, but for no real reason. Like, we gotta have a really good reason, like a really funny thing that's going on, and and so you just kind of started brainstorming some things, and you said a few lines. I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
The thing that really got it rolling was I couldn't get out of the setting of Homestar Runner and Sam and Max standing there talking, and that's within that setting, I could not come up with, you know, dialogue that really worked. And so at that point, you know, I was just like, yeah, I was kind of done with it. And then Ray was like, I was kind of thinking maybe something like with Strong and Bad emails or something like that. And then it just hit me. I'm like, okay, we'll have, you know, Max at the computer getting an email from Strong and Bad, which in and of itself is kind of funny.
And, right, yeah, just the image of it.
Then the rest just kept rolling. So I was really appreciative of the little jump start you gave me there, because I was just lost without it. So,
you know, we should do a follow-up sometime. We should finally, like, figure out a good funny thing that can happen between the characters that would connect their worlds. And do kind of a sequel comic, because I always kind of saw that last frame as like a setup, you know. It's kind of like, oh, this will be followed with something else sometime, and then it'll be even funnier because it's like part one of something. But I don't know if we're doing that next week. We kind of got an idea already, which could really go some wrong directions. But
whatever. Oh, do you mean
the images you gave me in my mind were not cool, dude? But so it could be something short, or it could be something really long, and so I'm kind of curious to see where we end up going with this new idea.
Ray, it could be something really long. You're right.
And really wrong, too.
Oh, you guys will
Not this week, man. With my portfolio up, people are going to go to 2-piece start from it, and then they're going to be like, oh my god, that's just wrong. I don't want anything to do with this kid.
We were going to hire him for 6 figures, but no. Not so much.
Not so much. Maybe 4.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny about the comic is sometimes we'll think of things and it seems very clear to us that it'll work really well until I actually try to do it, and then it just falls apart. One example, obviously, was with the Evolution comic. The example with this comic was we're like, oh, we'll have Sam. Is it Sam or Max? Sam.
Max.
Max? Okay.
Max.
I was like, we'll have Max at the computer, you know? I was like, yeah, perfect. You know, his ear will kind of be across the TV, or I'm sorry, across the computer screen, and then we'll just have kind of the text wrap around it. And then I went to do that, and it just did not work at all. And eventually we figured out, oh, move his head much farther to the right, kind of keep the ear on the side of the computer. But it didn't make sense to me at first, because it was like, well, his reflection's like right in the middle almost. Like, how can he be all the way over there? I guess I was just trying to imagine it as like a Strong Bad image, you know, except Max. And so it ended up working out, but it's always funny to me what ends up just not working out that just seems like it would work so well when it's in my mind.
Yeah, because that was part of my initial thought with him, was that, you know, when Strong Bad writes the emails, the text just kind of magically forms around the outline of his head so that it wouldn't covered by him, you know, so...
Right.
That's kind of always funny to see the, you know, where the text relocates depending on where he's sitting or whatever. And
right.
I'm like, oh, that would be really cool with Max's ears, you know, but it just looked horrible.
Yeah, I sent him the image of two examples, and I was like, this is not working.
Yeah, and I was like, well, geez, how does Homestar, or how does Strong Bad do it? And he is more angled, you know, he is a little further to the right, and so it's almost like you're seeing the reflection at a different angle or something, you know?
Right, but I mean, his head
we had to move
is,
him further.
Right, his head's circular, though, so it's, you know, he's...
Exactly, yeah.
You know, once you make Sam, once you try to get the head proportion about the same, it's like, well, then the ear is just gigantic over the screen, and the ear is way off to the side, and so I was struggling, because I'm like, well, it looks kind of weird with just one ear instead of two, like, would people even know who this is when they look at it, so... Anyway.
But it worked out.
Yeah. With every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different.
I did enjoy a lot of the comments from the last podcast, because they all pretty much poo-pooed Ray's Black Doom Award for Mario Kart's lack of a million characters.
Well, you guys will love my Black Doom Award this week.
Okay.
I'll make up for it.
We'll get there.
That's not Mario Kart Wii.
Oh, well, it better not be, or we'll lose all of our fans. But I liked Metalink's comment, who said, your grounds for making Mario Kart Wii take the Black Doom Award fails. All you need is a Chuck Norris me, and you're set for life.
And I was like, you know what? That's a good point, actually.
You got all the me characters you would want. Because
you did say, like, oh, you know, you got a million characters with me's. I kind of laughed it off, and I was like, actually, you kind of do, you know?
Because
it'll be pretty funny to have, like, you know, our heads. It actually reminds me of, like, the Mario Kart arcade game, where they, like, it took, like, a picture of your face, and then, like, put, like, the Mario mustache on it or whatever.
Except that looked really stupid.
It was funny, though.
It was funny, yeah.
I mean, it's just kind of the spur-of-the-moment thing. It's not really like, here's your me for the rest of your console experience.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the only thing that's a little disappointing about that, I read that it's a little cumbersome to change me's. Like, the only me that it'll let you drive is the one associated with your file, like your save file.
Oh, wow.
But it's fairly simple to switch. Like, you can just say, oh, I want this me to represent my save file. But,
gotcha.
But still, it would be nice if it just, like in Wii Sports, you know, where...
Yeah, you could just do gives versus you a whole and everyone...
Huge picture, yeah, yeah. So, either way, it's still cool to have that. They finally incorporated, you know, the Miis into another major franchise, I guess. So
you can't have two Miis racing at once? That are different?
I don't know. Maybe not. Mm.
Well, I guess I know what my Black Doom Award is now. No.
Yeah. No. But the other thing Metalink mentioned was he thought the comments needed an ability to be edited, and I listened to my fans, and we put that up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And,
thanks for doing that, Tim. It's cool.
So, yeah, I think everyone enjoyed that, too, so... In fact, everyone was just, like, editing comments left and right as soon as I put that up there, so... But actually, I really like the plugin, too. It is a WordPress plugin, because as the author, all I have to do is mouse over somebody's comment and click, and it'll let me edit it right then and there. Not that I want to change what people say, but sometimes there's a... Sometimes
awesome.
There's a
change the vote from like what comics 8, which one's cooler, Tim or Ray? I won. Oh wait,
no.
It's changed now. Someone edited it.
No, the truth is Andrew is a lie. There is no Andrew. No, what's neat about it is like sometimes people leave big links that kind of go off the side of the page. And now I can easily fix that and embed the link in part of their text or something, you know? So it doesn't ruin the formatting of the whole site. So, anyhow.
Yeah. Well, hey, my comment goes to Omega Lord, who said, all right, I've added everyone, and my code is 5194, blah, 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 blah. Oh, wait, that's my credit card number. Oh, no.
I love that, because he's referencing
I was like,
what?
That's awesome.
That's comic number like 3 or 4 or something, right?
Yeah, I think it's 3.
Well, it was a two-parter. It must have been three and four, I think.
Right, right. Yeah, that was funny. Thanks, Omega Lord.
That was cool, yeah. That's nice to see somebody that's read all of our comics.
Tim, look out.
Why?
It's the haunted segment of a program.
Thanks for the warning, Ray.
I just, you know, sometimes you gotta duck without thinking. It's the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Lumina. I mean, Black Doom.
So, who goes first, Ray?
I don't know. Do you want to bring out the big guns?
I guess let me go first. In case,
go for it.
In case it's a big letdown after your megaton announcement. Yeah, I just kind of got this bad taste in my mouth for the last couple of days because they announced this game that just really irks me. And I know a lot of people are excited about it. Well, some people think it's a really stupid idea, and I am with them.
Are you talking about Grand Theft Auto 4?
No, it's announced. Wait, they're making a Grand Theft Auto 4?
What? On what system?
On the Wii?
No way. You can use your Miis? Holy cow. Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Online MMO? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Mortal Kombat versus the DC.
That's right. Oh my gosh. I think you're going to talk about like that stripping Wii game or whatever.
Oh, Wii Strip?
Yeah.
No. We'll see if that ever actually happens.
We'll leave that for another Black Womb. Black Award.
Black Womb? Wait, did you say Black Womb Award? They're.
Oh my god! Edit! Oh my god.
That's the second week in a row you've screwed up saying the Black Doom Award correctly.
It just
you've
must
really
be
gotten
like,
yourself into trouble.
It must just be the time of day or how many bananas
last
I
week,
ate.
Last week we were talking about racism and you called it the Black Award.
Go ahead.
Anyway, well, here's the thing. I'm a big DC fan. I have, like, tons of old Justice League of America comics from the 50s and 60s, and I've always been a little jealous because Marvel vs. Capcom is a really good fighting game, and it has all your favorite, you know, Marvel Universe characters, and generally, Marvel games are better than DC games. There aren't a lot of DC games out there, really, and they're just not very good when they do come out, so I'd always kind of wanted to see a decent DC fighter, you know? There has been one DC fighter on the Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo, and it was absolutely horrible. Like, there was so little thought put into it that it was one of those games where you could do the same kick move over and over again, and the opponent could never get up, you know?
I think I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Oh, it's horrible. So, So it's kind of nice to see a DC fighting game, I'll admit, but I don't like Mortal Kombat at all. I never have, and even if it, even if it was a decent fighting game,
you had to pause just to like clear your mouth, like
Yeah, it's just so sickening to me. It's such a weird pairing, isn't it? I mean,
it is weird, yeah.
Because Mortal Kombat to me is always that like weird motion capture look, you know, and just the brutality of it all, like, it just doesn't really fit. Like, you don't never see Superman like pulling somebody's head off and their spine comes with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it will be quite strange. I mean, I think it's kind of weird because like Soul Calibur 4 has like Yoda and Darth Vader in it, and it's just like, what's going on here, people? Like, it's clear we all need to get together and make one gigantic fighting game with every character ever made, okay? But let's not start with these angles, I guess. It's just kind of strange.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to have a guest-like character like Soul Calibur or Smash Brothers, you know. But the focus, when they pair two universes that are just very different and really incompatible, in my opinion. Now, I did see the trailer, and The graphics look decent enough, and
you're talking about for Soul Calibur 4, right?
No,
there's a trailer out for the Marvel. I didn't, or the
there
DC.
Is.
Oh,
it,
cool.
It's mostly just like text, but at the end they do show Batman and Scorpion, Sub-Zero, I think, facing off, and it looks okay. It might be a decent game, but just when I heard it, I just thought it was a sick joke, and then I just found out it was just sick.
Well, hopefully they do it right somehow. I don't know how that would be, but hopefully it works out really well.
If it does turn out to be an awesome game, then maybe I'll get it and just play DC characters versus DC characters.
Yeah.
And never touch a Mortal Kombat.
Well, it'll be hilarious is if it only ends up being Batman, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, it would be great if there was like a mode where you could like turn off one of the universes, because then I'd be like, okay, cool, I got my DC fighter. That's pretty sweet. But I don't know. I guess it is going to be like a teen game, not a mature game. So
cool.
They must have eliminated like fatalities and stuff, because, and maybe that's part of the balancing between.
Or maybe
the two
fatalities
franchises.
Aren't mature anymore. It's just teen now.
That's true. Maybe we've desensitized ourselves so much that
like,
seeing somebody decapitated is like no big deal, right?
So now is Sonic going to be in the game? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, let's hope not.
That'll be everyone's like fatality practice character.
So we'll see. Maybe when we find out more about the game, it's going to be like my Black Doom award will be me for ever thinking the game would suck. But
hey, there you go. Yeah.
Right now, I'm not real excited. But anyhow, go for it.
All right. Well, my Black Doom award goes to Capcom. And that's because
what?
That.
Wait a second! I love Capcom.
Capcom's
one of the best companies out
they
there.
They recently came out with a game called Okami for the Wii. They recently ported Okami for the Wii.
Okay, now you're just digging yourself like
no.
a deeper hole.
Check. Get this: if you look at the cover for Okami for the Wii, right next to the dog's mouth, you can see an IGN logo on the cover.
What?
I'm not kidding. And I just confirmed this when I went to the store. I read about it, and like, oh, somehow they accidentally left an IGN watermark on the cover of Okami, the game.
No.
And I went to the store, and I saw it in person. I'm like, oh my god, there's an IGN, like, watermark right by the dog's face.
Are you kidding me?
It's like apparently they used their own cover art from the IGN site.
Wow, that is really sad. Okay, you're forgiven. That is a totally legitimate Black Doom award.
And I have a picture in the podcast right now if you want to see it, you know, close-up image.
Yeah,
but
I'm seeing it. I just looked it up, and that is insane.
Isn't that crazy? Oh,
how
man.
Do you do that? How do you not have your own official freaking artwork that
you gotta
use
dig
internally
it up from IGN,
to your
yeah.
company? Oh, man. Have they a press release or anything on this?
It doesn't say anything about them recalling it or anything, so I don't know.
That's now I feel like I can't buy the game until
they
all
fix
those copies
it,
are gone.
Yeah, it's like, why would you want a game with an IGN watermark on it? It's really weird. Wow.
Now, did you buy the game?
I did not. No, I saw it in the store, and do you know what I said to myself?
What?
I'm not done with Brawl yet.
Oh, gosh.
Like 170 hours in.
I'm actually really excited to play Okami, but I haven't beat Twilight Princess yet, so...
Are you serious? Oh, my gosh. Tim,
I'm not even close.
You got every single star character in Mario Baseball, but you can't finish Twilight Princess. What's the deal?
I can't finish almost any game these days, but...
Oh, man.
I don't know. Well, the problem was I started playing older Zelda games because I'm like, oh, well, I should really play Ocarina of Time first because I never did beat that one either. I'm like in the middle of like literally four Zelda games right now.
That was a nice action-packed show there. Well, that'll do it for this edition of Two Piece Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.